Welcome to Mountain Movers Arena, brought to you by Chigozienwe Keze Christian Foundation, for short, CNE Christian Foundation. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Almighty and ever-living God, Ancient of Days, Daddy, we thank you this hour. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for bringing us again into your presence to share your word. Lord, God of heaven, Elohim, we ask for your mercy upon our lives. And to every of our audience, Lord, we pray that your mercy, O God, will be upon each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you for doing what only you alone can do. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for the understanding you have been giving us as we go through your word. Even this hour, Holy Spirit of God, come and do what only you alone can do in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Open, O God, our understanding to know what you are saying, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we cover every of your word with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that your word will find fulfillment in every life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, as we hear your word, O God, that we will receive this word and put it into practice. As we put it into practice, they will profit us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We as CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in the name of Jesus. In accordance to Proverbs 21 verses 21, which says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and partnership on 090-6271-5171 or 080-3437-0623 080-3437-0623 I am Evangelist Moloku Patience Oluchi, and with me is Evangelist Nwachukwu Emmanuel. Today's topic is our season of hope. We'll be looking at the steps. What's the season of hope? Steps to activate it in our lives, and testimonials from the scripture. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
But I will thank you this evening because you're faithful. Thank you for a day like this. You brought us to study at your feet. Lord, I pray that you give us understanding, enlighten us, and help us to be doers of your word. Help us to be who you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
As you continue, Spirit of God, open our eyes of understanding and expound your word more to us, and let your word be effective in our lives. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this evening, we are looking at a very important topic, and we're looking at our season of hope. Our season of hope. You can personalize it, my season of hope. In Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 4, the Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The Bible says in verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. In verse 4, and they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up the former desolation, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. My beloved, God is telling us from his word this evening that he's going to build up the waste places, the desolate places. There is hope, because he said he's going to exchange our mourning for joy. He's going to exchange our beauty for ashes. That means if you're having ashes, maybe because you're mourning, because you're passing through hard time, he's saying that the time for beauty is coming, and I pray upon your life that it's going to be effective in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's look at the book of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now I'm going to go to verse 10, Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Verse 27, the Bible says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And I pray and I decree upon your life that because of the anointing, every yoke the enemy has placed upon your life is broken this evening in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Now let's open to the book of Luke chapter 4 verse 21. Luke chapter 4 in verse 21. Bible said, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. My beloved, I'm here to tell you this evening that this day is this word of God fulfilled in your ear. Whatever God has said concerning you, whatever the prophecy have gone concerning you, whatever God has promised you, I decree that this day it is fulfilled in your ears and is fulfilled in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 11, the Bible tells us that he said, I know the thoughts I have towards you, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In Numbers chapter 21 from verse 8 and verse 9. Numbers chapter 21 from verse 8 and verse 9. In verse 8, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh up, or when he looketh upon it, shall live. Verse 9, and Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon the pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent has bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. If you remember the story, this is the story in the wilderness. This is what happened in the wilderness. And in the wilderness, they blasphemed, they murmured against God, and God, out of annoyance, allowed the snakes to kill, to bite them, and so many of them died because of the effect of the snake bite. And then God told them there is hope, and God told Moses, he said, set up a brazen serpent and hang it upon a pole, that whoever looks upon it shall live. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the ensign for the nation. When we look up to Jesus, we'll live. It's unto him that we look up. He is the author and he is a finisher of our faith. And I pray that God will fulfill all that concerns us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
According to the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary, hope is a belief that something you want will happen. It's a belief that something you want will happen. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. Now the Bible says, in where we read Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 4, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I pray that what God has designed for you and for your life will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God has everyone in mind, every category of human. And also, don't forget that season, you know, when we talk of season, we are talking of the year round. We have the autumn, we have the spring, we have the summer, we have the winter. This makes up season. And then the combination of this season gives us a year. Now, when we talk about season of hope, we are talking of a dispensation, a time interval where hope is relevant. Now, why do we need this message? Because when we look around us, we hear negative news, you read the papers, you hear, you know, negative news about bombing, you hear negative news about suicide. It's as if around us everything is negative. And it is common that when we hear some things, we are used to it and it doesn't move us anymore. But God is telling us this evening from his word that there is hope. And I am here to declare to someone, there is hope. And that hope is going to manifest in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we're going to look at the steps to activate this in our life. The steps to activate this in our life. The Bible says in the book of Amos chapter 5 in verse 8, it says, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. And I pray God will do something new in your life this evening in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, steps to activate this in our lives. There are steps to activate this. Now, these promises of God, the Bible says the promises of God, they are yea and they are amen. The promises of God has been written down. It has been in existence. That's why we need to activate it. We have to activate the word of God in our own personal life. That is when it begins to work fully and effectively in our life. How do we activate it? Number one, you must be born again. John chapter 10 from verse 27 and 28. You must belong to Christ. In the book of John chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 6, remember, this is the story of the man that met Jesus by night and Christ told him, let's go there. In the book of John chapter 3 from verse 1 to verse 6, the Bible says, that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Verse 7, he said, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, The wind bloweth when it listeth, and thou heareth the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of God. It means that you must belong to God. I just picked some verses there. In verse 3, the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again. You must belong to God. You must be a child of God. Then number 2, you must believe in God's word and claim his promises. You must claim God's promises in your life. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 20. The Bible says, in for the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, and unto the glory of God by us. And unto the glory of God by us. The promises of God are yea and amen. We must claim it. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, when we come to God, we must have faith that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. James 1 6, if we don't have faith, we can't receive anything from God. We are just like the sea that is tossing to and fro. Now, number 3, we must abide in him. Psalm 138 in verse 8. Psalm 138 in verse 8. The Bible says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. Now, personalize this to yourself. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And you call your name. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. And I pray God will not forsake the works of his hands in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The next one we have, read and meditate on God's word daily. Joshua 1:8, he said, if we meditate on his word, then we'll have good success and our way is going to be prosperous. And I decree upon your life that you have good success and your way is going to be prosperous in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, must tell others what God has done for us. John chapter 4 from verse 10 to verse 16. I'm talking of the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman. When she encountered Jesus, she went out and then she called her friends and they came. And when they came, their lives were transformed because Jesus Christ told her everything about her life, and her life was changed and transformed. And the Bible says that so many of the people believed on Jesus Christ and on his saving grace, and I pray that you are going to do the same and God is going to bless you abundantly in Jesus' name. Now we're going to look at testimonials from the scriptures we've heard about God. Are there people that this worked in their life? Yes, there are a great number of them. But I just have a little list. I have a few lists of people that followed God in the scriptures that God never let down. They believed in God and they saw the season of hope evident in their life. We have Joseph in the book of Psalm 105, 16 to 19. In Psalm 105, verse 16, the Bible says, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with feathers. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him, and the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. And let him go free. Now, in verse 21, he made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance. Now, we can see here that God perfected that which he promised to Joseph. Joseph passed through the hard times of his life, and when it was a season for hope, he believed God, and when it was time for manifestation, it was manifested in his life. We can also see the full story in Genesis chapter 37, 38, 39 to chapter 50. We can see what God was able to do in the life of Joseph. We have Job in Job 42 from verse 10 to verse 17. The Bible says, and when Job prayed for his friends, that God restored everything that belonged to him, and his life came anew. There was a new life. There was a new story about Job, and he became more richer than he was before the problem came. We have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 from verse 8 to verse 25. The Bible talked about the king was angry with them, and as the king was angry with them, he threw them into the furnace of fire. And the Bible made us understand that the men that threw them into the fire, they were destroyed, they were burnt. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego attracted a divine entity. And in verse 25, the Bible made us understand that there was a fourth man in the fire, and the fourth man was there, and the Bible said the fire burnt all the fetters. They were walking freely in the fire with the fourth man, until when that brought revival, that brought a new change in the land of Babylon. We have Daniel in Daniel chapter 6 from verse 20 to verse 23. Daniel believed God, and when he was thrown into the lion's den, his life was preserved, and then the people turned to God, and there was a new leaf, there was a new hope in that realm. And we have Peter was released from prison in Acts chapter 12 from verse 3 to 19 and verse 6 and verse 7. He was released from prison when the time came. Now we have Paul the apostle in 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to 17. 1 Timothy, I would like us to get there. 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 17. 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 12 to verse 17. The Bible says, "And I thank Jesus Christ our Lord, who has enabled me, for he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." In verse 14, the Bible says, "And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. In verse 17, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." We can see here that Paul had a new season in his life. His old season was a persecutor, and God changed his life, and his life became new. I'm speaking to you there. It is time for a new season, and I pray that that season is going to be evident in your life in Jesus' name. Lastly, we have John the Baptist in my list. John the Baptist is a man, his birth was miraculous in Luke chapter 15 to chapter 25, and in Luke 15 from we have 25 and 45. Now we see that John the Baptist was a man, he said, "Make the way of the Lord straight," and he said, "Make his path straight." And he was the man that went before Christ, and he came to proclaim to us a new season. And don't forget, the Bible says, "And unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder." Now it is time for a new beginning. I pray upon your life and I decree upon your life, there is going to be a new season, and this season is going to be a season of hope in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with your word. May your name be praised forever in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, our topic of discussion is season of hope. Hallelujah. True hope comes from one who created hope. That is God. True hope comes by trusting God, even when circumstances and difficulties, even when it seems as if there is no hope at all. The Bible made us to understand to hope in God's word. Put our trust in God's word. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 24, 8-24, it says, "For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for?" Verses 25 said, "When we hope for that which we do not see, patiently we will wait for it." Sometimes it is difficult to see hope in a situation, but the Bible says that true hope is unseen. For in this hope we are saved. But hope that is seen is not hope at all, because they are temporal. But hope that is not seen, they are what? They are eternal. The Bible made us to understand that we can find rest when we confidently hope on the Lord. Hebrews 11 verses 1. It said, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The Bible said in Romans 4:18, it said, "Who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the fathers of many nations." Abraham against hope, his faith was strong. He has a strong faith. He hoped against hope, and he waited patiently for God to fulfill his promises. And God did. Not even one failed. I pray that every of our expectations will find fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our expectation be alive, because expectation is the mother of manifestation. The Bible says that the expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off. Though it tarries, but wait for it, it will not be cut off. The expectation of the righteous will always find fulfillment if only we believe in God's word and wait for its manifestation. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 13 verses 14 and 15, "And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." Abraham saw and hoped for it, and the Lord brought it to pass in his life and in the life of his seed. What you see determines what manifests in your life. The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11, He said, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has a great future for us. He has planned it all for us. Let's hope and believe His word. Look at Joseph in the Bible. Joseph had a dream. Despite what his siblings did to him, Joseph held onto his dream. Joseph was not discouraged. In the land of Egypt, Potiphar's wife did what he did to Joseph, and Joseph landed in a prison. Joseph held on to that dream, and that dream came to pass. Today, my prayer is that which we are believing God for, we will not be discouraged. I pray that we add on to that hope, just as Joseph did, and he shall find fulfillment in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. John 15 verses 4, Jesus speaking, He said, Abide in me, and I in you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except ye abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Except we abide in Christ, we can do nothing on our own self. He is the vine, we are the branches. Except we abide in Him, before we can bring forth fruits. Christ in us is the hope of our glory. He is the one that will bring to pass that which He has said concerning us. And the Bible said, Except a man be born again, except you are in Christ, you can never have a glorious future. You can never fulfill a glorious future except you abide in Him. Except you abide in Him and Him in you, before you can fulfill that glorious future, before that hope will come to pass and begin to manifest in your life, you are under the sound of my voice and you have not said yes to Jesus. Today is another opportunity for you to surrender all to Him. Jesus speaking said in book of John 15:5, He said, Without me you can do nothing. Without Jesus, we cannot do anything. It is in Him, with Him, that we can fulfill and have a future. And our hope will come to pass. This hour, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today with the whole of my heart. I believe you died for me. And on the third day, you rose up again. Forgive me all my sins and wash me by your precious blood. Today, I surrender all to you. Be my Lord, be my Savior. I will serve you all the days of my life. Remove my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for saving me. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for accepting me as your own. All the days of my life, I will live to praise and to lift up your name. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ, that the grace of God that I brought to you, that grace will keep you. That grace will sustain you. You will not hear the voice of stranger. It is only the voice of the Lord shall you hear. His voice of direction, His voice of strength, His voice of lifting shall you hear, that will keep you till the days of His coming. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving this once. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. You are under the sound of my voice. You are sick in your body. You are sick in your mind. You are sick in your soul, sick in your spirit. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are under the oppression of the enemy. In the name of Jesus and by the efficacy in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are set free. You are set free from every oppression of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your destiny or your life or anything that concerning you is under the attack of the enemy. The Bible said that he that Jesus sets free is free indeed. Because you are free in the name of Jesus, everybody in oppression upon your life is lifted. Every burden upon your life is lifted. Every plant that our Father has not planted in your body, it is uplifted in the mighty name of Jesus. It is rooted out in the name of Jesus. From today, it shall be the body and the acts of prayer. It shall be a body where Christ will dwell. No sickness, no affliction, no stranger will dwell in there in the name of Jesus Christ. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ that it is well with you. The Bible says, say it to the righteous that it shall be well with it. I decree in the name of Jesus, it is well with you. It is well with you. And no weapon that is formed against you or any members of your family, anything connected to you, that will ever prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. It is your redemption right in Christ. And I decree it, and so shall it be. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we exalt you. We magnify your name because you have answered our prayer. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. This program, Mountain Movers Arena, was brought to you by Chigozie-Nwekeze Christian Foundation as part of our Youth and Children Outreach Program. We at CNE Christian Foundation exist to foster God's love, righteous living, and prosperity in Jesus' name. In accordance to Proverbs 21:21, please feel free to reach out to us for counseling and prayer. Our phone numbers are 090-62-715-1171, 090-62-715-1171, or 080-3437-0623, 080-3437-0623. Thank you so much for your audience, and see you at the same time, 4 p.m. next Sunday. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh,